Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Pet chickens are the latest status symbols among Silicon Valley's elite.
Even if you have a pet chicken, it's a big run-up to dress your chicken for Halloween.
Listen to what they say. Some of these pampered chickens have diapers, personal chefs, and live in $20,000 high-tech chicken coops.
Okay, but I understand that. Not personal chefs. They don't have personal chefs.
That's what the story
you
says.
You cannot sit around at dinner and mention that you've got a personal chef for your chicken.
This is General George Washington, and you're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
And we are live at Chatter at the corner of Wisconsin Avenue Northwest and Jennifer Street Northwest in Friendship Heights. We're open for breakfast. Nice crowd today. Applaud
you. Thank you. Nice.
Robust.
Very nice crowd. We're doing five shows this week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and tomorrow, Friday. What do we have on TV tonight? We've got an NFL game on tonight.
Yes, oh, Thursday right. Night football.
Not the world's
Miami
greatest.
Dolphins, Houston.
Not the world's greatest.
By record, it's not a bad
Texans
game.
Texans are rolling. They're one of the hottest teams in the league.
You should all come in here to see
Houston?
This.
You don't want to see Brock Osweiler's return to Houston?
No. You should all come in here to see this because on Friday night and Saturday, no one's leaving their homes because we are getting the remnants of Hurricane Willa, which will turn into a nor'easter where we are and further north, and we are scheduled to get over a 48-hour period, 3-4 inches of rain. That's really a lot of rain.
Well, it's good. We need the rain. We
haven't
had any rain in about a week.
We don't need the rain. From Ben Gwynn in St. Louis, Missouri, enclosed, please find chocolate fudge from Uranus and chocolate peanut butter fudge from Uranus. Wow. From entry to exit below
delicious.
Where the phrase is uttered to me. Welcome to Uranus. Do you want to sample some fudge from Uranus? Do you like the Uranus fudge? Thanks for letting me pack your fudge. Thanks for picking Uranus. It's incredibly difficult to keep a straight face while all this is being said, but little do they know I'm not laughing at their one-liners. I'm laughing because all I can think of is I can't wait to send this to Dr. Hofwoff and hear him bring it up to Wilbon or to the Littles. I share Uranus news all the time but never get a shout-out. Maybe the fudge I send on a haiku will help. Uranus is great. Home to the world's best fudge store, eat at Salissa. It can't be better.
I mean, that did end nicely.
Well, it can't be
started
than that.
A little slow, tough, but ended
so we have that, and we'll have that later on. It's very nice. Bill Isaacson, who understands St. Louis geography, how close is Uranus, Missouri? The great Bill Isaacson is here. We don't call on him much, but for geographical expertise,
geography, yes.
How close to St. Louis is Uranus, Missouri?
I have no idea.
Really?
Well handled.
I thought you were. I thought you were.
My family.
Kind of expertise
there,
we look for
family,
on the show.
My mother actually never discusses Uranus.
Okay.
So.
All right. Isaacson is here. Michael Kornheiser is here. Chris Saliza is here. Gary Braun is here. Nigel is here to run the board, to do the news, to produce the entire show. And we're going to start with the World Series. And it's Boston. It's Boston.
Great.
David Price.
128 miles.
Get out
tone.
The pink
Sorry
hats.
About that. From Uranus Fudge Factory to downtown.
So two
St.
hours.
Two
okay,
hours.
Two,
exactly.
hour, 2 hour drive.
So it takes 2 hours to get to
Uranus. Just right across I-44.
Yeah. Yeah. David Price was not great, but he was surely good. For the second time in a row, David Price is beginning to rewrite his own personal history as a starter in the playoffs. Prior to the last game in the ALCS that he pitched, he was 0-10 personally in starts in the postseason, and his team was 1-10 or 1-11 or something like that. It was
12,
really bad.
Yeah,
it was really bad. Yesterday he went 6. This is termed a quality start because he gave up 2 earned runs and 3 hits. It's good. It's not great, but it is very good.
And it's a win.
And it is a win for him. That is 2 in a row now. And as Gary was saying before we went on the air, you know, you can change your history at any point.
Right. I mean, no one has ever done it until they've done it.
That's right.
And I remember people saying a young LeBron James couldn't win the big game.
And then he did. And then he's got 3 titles, LeBron James.
Now, Price isn't young.
No. Oh, well, neither is LeBron anymore. The Dodgers actually led in this game. The Dodgers led 2-1. And then something happened that will warm the hearts of everyone who has watched the Washington Nationals.
I noticed you're wearing
called
your
the bullpen.
Nats 2017 postseason
I got
pullover.
My Nats. I got this just so I can talk about Ryan Matson.
Unbelievable.
You people know what I thought about Blake Treinen, how terrible he was, how he should have been deported. He was so terrible. Put on a pontoon boat and sent out to sea. And then Blake Treinen lands in Oakland, and it is irrefutable that he was great.
It's unhittable.
He became great. These things happen. Well, there was a story about Ryan Madsen in the Post the other day in which Ryan Madsen talked about he conceded he wasn't very good with the Nationals, but he implied that he was getting a different, and the implication, not implied, he was getting, he stated he was getting a different type of coaching and implied that it was a better
John Beck
type of coaching now that he has gone to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I read that. I was going to bring it up. I was so angry at it. I didn't. I just let it go, biding my time. And my time came in the fifth inning last night.
Revenge is a dead dish, best served.
That's when my time came. Ryu, now Boston does this one thing that I'm going to mention now. Better than any team in the majors. Maybe better historically than any team ever.
Ever.
Boston scores with two outs.
Yeah.
Boston hits with two strikes, and Boston scores with two outs. So you cannot give up outs to them. You cannot miss the double play. You cannot drop the pop fly. You cannot do that with them.
Right.
Yep.
And by the way, the nine
more
hitter,
than half, more than half the runs in the postseason were two outs.
The nine hitter Christian Vasquez was down 0-2 in that about where he worked it back to get a single and started that whole rally.
That is so an unbelievable stat.
More than half the runs in the postseason.
Not just in a series.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's just amazing. Ryu had two outs and then he loaded the bases on a walk and two hits?
Yeah, it was a
walk and two hits?
A walk ended
his night. No, two hits. It was Vasquez had a single, Betts had a single.
And then a walk.
And then he walked.
And then he was done.
Yes.
And then he was done. And then Dave Roberts, look, I don't know Dave Roberts from a hole in the wall, but how you can go into two games in the World Series and not have Cody Bellinger in your starting lineup is beyond my comprehension.
LCS
I understand MVP. He's a lefty. Yep. I understand you have faced Sale and Price. I don't care. He was the MVP in the most recent series they played, and Dave Roberts has him on the bench, and it's actionable to me. You should sue. I just don't understand. So anyway, I've questioned stuff he's done before. He goes to Ryan Madsen, who justified everything I have felt about this guy. Ryan Madsen walks the first guy, walks in a run, then it is 2-2, and gives up a two-run single to, if it's either going to be Mookie Betts or J.D. Martinez who's going to win the MVP, and the other guy's going to finish second. They have been that good this year. He gives up a two-run single to right to J.D. Martinez, and then it's 4-2. There is some thought that Yasiel Puig was playing much too far back. I don't know. I don't know.
He got jammed. I mean, it was sort of an inside-out swing.
I don't think
wasn't a blooper.
I don't think anyone's
going to catch that ball.
And you have to respect. It's J.D. Martinez.
He led the league in homers, right?
Yeah,
the guy from Oakland led the league in homers.
Yes, that's right.
What do you say? So what are you talking about? Really, what are you talking about?
I mean, it's not as the I don't think the average right fielder, even an above average right fielder,
is going to get that ball.
I don't. Bryce isn't catching that ball.
No,
I mean,
he's not even trying to run for it.
Madsen cements his position as the world's greatest sibling, and by that I mean he just gives up his inheritance. Every single run he
inherited five runners. All five have scored.
His ERA.
To be fair, he was overworked in June. He's still blaming Davey Martinez.
There is nothing more dispiriting than the bases loaded walk. It is such a dagger.
That is a
By the way, the fourth ball was over the guy's head.
It was like watching my kid pitch. And you're like, well, that one's not even close. That's 5 feet behind the guy.
So, did you see what he said before the game? Because they asked him if he blew up the game before. He said, I said I was ready to come in, but realistically, I probably wasn't ready. It took me a batter or two.
Well, hindsight's 50-50.
So I guess he just needed that first batter to get his legs under
him. You're a relief pitcher. You don't need to be ready when you come in.
Looks good, though. Doesn't he look good in a uniform?
After that moment, the Dodgers got no more hits.
Yeah.
The Boston bullpen, and this is two in a row for Kimbrel. This is two in a row, 1-2-3s in the ninth for Kimbrel, who I thought was real shaky going in here. And they put Eovaldi in, which means he's not going to start.
Right.
You know, this is Eovaldi is their secret weapon in the middle to late innings there. They had nine, the Boston bullpen, three different guys, Kelly, Eovaldi, and Kimbrel, nine batters, nine outs, three Ks. The only guy who can do better than that is Hader, who would have had 9 Ks. He would have had 9 on his own.
Kelly is, he's
throwing
100. He's just bringing it. Golly. So, they look I hate it because there's just nothing worse. Nothing.
Well, that's not true.
Worse than a chesty. Well, actually, it's redundant. A chesty Red Sox fan, and now you're just gonna get them. Well, you know, like Sox, including someone sitting
on the Boston. Let's see how they do in the heat. It's not gonna be 40 degrees in LA.
The worst thing that can happen to Boston, and this is the worst thing possible, and it's really not that bad, is they come back for Game 6 and 7.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the worst thing that can happen. Now. The Dodgers have not had home field yet, and the old slogan is the playoffs don't start till a road team wins. Okay, so we haven't seen anything like that. But to be fair about this, the Red Sox have been the best team in baseball all year long.
Yep.
They won 108 games. They won 108 games.
They are who we thought they
in
were.
In the harder league. Like yeah. The schedules are not exact, but we think that that is the harder league. And if you want to say, well, the Dodgers were in a great division with three teams to the playoffs, and that's fine, you can say that, but three teams won at least 90 in the Red Sox division. The Tampa Bay won 90 games.
Yes, they did.
The Yankees won over 100. The Red Sox won 108.
And what should worry you if you're a Dodgers fan, even going home, is through these two games, they're still manufacturing runs. So they're getting the necessary... you know, deep fly ball that brings one in. And maybe that changes when they get home and they're able to just get rallies that are running it up. But they're actually playing technical, good baseball.
Yeah, I mean, they got two runs out of their three hits last night.
Here's what you would say fairly, that Boston has just been – the Dodgers better. Haven't been bad.
No.
Boston's been better.
Correct.
Again, let me go back to this number because although the schedules aren't exact, they play the same amount of games.
How many games did the Sox win this year?
108.
Really?
The Dodgers won 92. That's an enormous spread. It's a 16-game spread. The Dodgers didn't clinch their division until an extra game was played. And the Dodgers, you look up and down that lineup and you go, wow, they're good. They're really good. They beat good teams to get here. Boston's
unfortunately
better.
they were the best team in the regular season, and they just look like they're gonna. I mean, I could see I get your point, but I could see the Dodgers winning a game, maybe two, but it's just
I don't know. I mean, I've seen things turn around.
Yeah,
I've seen
it
turn around with Boston and the Yankees. I mean, I've seen it turn around, and I think the Dodgers are a very good team. But you look at Boston and you go, you know, they're better because Boston's weakness, if there is a weakness, is starting pitching. It's, you know, Sale didn't go five. He went four innings and one batter in the fifth, and they won that game. Price went six. Okay, he went six. He gave up two runs. They won that game. And that's their, and I don't, I guess Porcello is their third starter.
Yeah, Porcello. Because
Eovaldi's coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah. Starter.
You know, Porcello was good a couple of years ago. I don't know how good he was this year. I'm not saying the Dodgers have great starting pitching because they don't, but I always thought this would be a hitter's series. It was in the first game. I don't know that the 4-2 game is a hitter series game. I don't necessarily believe that. But Boston looks, you go, it's one of those things that you grudgingly almost have to say. You got to tip your cap to Boston, right? I mean,
so far.
Can you just say the smugness that's just seeping off of
waiting
him?
For you to tip
I
your
struggle
cap.
To.
Waiting for you to tip your
I'll
cap.
I'll not tip my cap, sir.
Not tip.
I'll not. I grew up in Connecticut in a town that was 50-50.
Half and half, right?
Basically,
half and half.
In a town that was 50-50. Yeah. And the Red Sox fans the best thing that ever happened to me was not, I grew up a Yankee fan, was not a Yankee victory. It was Buckner letting it go through his legs. That was my greatest moment.
Wasn't that lovely?
Yeah. I just wanted to rain on that parade.
So we'll do that. We'll take a break when we come back. Chuck Todd will pick games.
That's right.
Chuck Todd, last week, 3-3-1, his record. You're not losing money with Chuck Todd. 23-23-3 at the moment.
Sleepy.
I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the Quip Read. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brush our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable. It has sensitive sonic vibrations. It's gentle enough on your sensitive gums. Why? Because people brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. It has a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, helping guide a full and even clean. Why? Because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or don't evenly clean. It has a multi-use cover that mounts onto your mirror and unmounts to slide over your bristles for on-the-go brushing. Why? It declutters your sink or cabinet and makes traveling with an electric toothbrush easier. Quip doesn't require a clunky charger and runs for 3 months on one charge. Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. Why? Because 3 out of 4 of us use bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. That is their copy. Now we get to the personal part. I have a Quip now.
Yes, you do.
So you learned how to turn it on.
I don't know how to turn it on,
well,
and I
we'll
don't understand.
Alexa,
representative.
Quip. I don't understand. I need Michael to
I
help me
with this.
I have
an answer for you.
Can I just explain?
Okay.
Okay. I don't understand this conceptually. Mm-hmm. It's electric. To me, when something is electric, you're able to plug it into something to get a charge. It doesn't have a cord.
Well, I had the answer that question, but now I'm just going to let you dangle out there.
I am so...
When they send you the new brush head, they send you a battery, and that battery runs the toothbrush until that bristle head needs to be changed.
Oh, that's
so
actually great.
So they have sent me something now that is fully charged.
Fully charged.
And it has scared me because of my concept of running on electricity.
Right.
Because there's nowhere to plug it in.
Yeah.
I have a watch
Witchcraft.
That has a battery. I am wearing it on my wrist. I am not plugged into an outlet because it is not an electric watch. So my sense of this is it's a battery-operated toothbrush, not an electric toothbrush, because I have another electric toothbrush. So do you understand?
How does battery powered toothbrush sound compared to electric toothbrush?
I'm
that's just
saying,
the accepted term.
I fear it.
It's the preferred nomenclature.
So if the next time Michael comes over, Michael will show me how to use it because I'm anxious to use it. I just live in fear of
it. So are you not brushing your teeth?
No, I'm using
then?
What I've got.
Oh.
I'm using what I've had for years and years.
And in the chart, like
probably
what is this rate with like bridges and ferries? Is it below?
No, it's below that.
Okay.
It's below.
Just want to make sure.
Flying.
And it wants me to say why I love Quip. And what I would say is I'm willing. I'm willing.
Your heart is open.
I am open to loving Quip. I'm open. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/TonyK right now, you will get your first refill pack for free with a Quip, again, electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at GetQuip, GetQuip.com/TonyK.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This comes to us from Jay Tyler in New Albany, Indiana. And he writes, I've loved many of the songs that the Littles have sent in to play, but I've noticed a distinct lack of hard rock. Hope to rectify that with this submission. My good friend Dave Angstrom plays lead guitar in a band named Hermano, and the attached song is called Kentucky. It's actually written about him. Dave is a Kentucky native, by lead singer John Garcia. I thought you might like to play it now, and possibly again when Coach Cal gets caught. That's very funny. That's very, very funny. Very funny. Thank you to Jay Tyler, and obviously thank you to Dave Angstrom. They play in Chuck Todd, the host of Meet the Press, and normally anybody who had Chuck Todd on the air would talk to him about political things. We don't care about any of those things. We care only about gambling on this show, on the NFL with Chuck Todd. 3-3-1 last week, 23-23-3 overall. So you're not losing money. You're not making money, but you're not losing money with Chuck Todd. Are you ready to go?
Well, some people would say if you're 500 because of the pick, you actually are losing money. But I'm not, you know, I think you got to get, 52-53% owned it, actually.
Chuck, those people would be gambling degenerates.
Chuck, we're assuming your three pushes could be shopped for favorable lines.
There you go.
Yeah. Carvel-like.
That's true. The Carvel-like line shopping. Yes, thanks.
All right, we've got a game in London this week. The Philadelphia Eagles, who actually seem to be bad, not like in a slump, actually seem to be bad, which is very surprising. They're playing Jacksonville, which is bad right now. These are two teams trending down. This game is in London. If you like Philadelphia, there's no home field, obviously.
Jacksonville's there 3 times a year.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it is the Bortles home field, right?
Well,
Bortles is the king of London.
If you like Philadelphia, you give 3.
I'm with you, by the way. The poor London fan base, when the schedule came out, you thought, oh, my God, this could have been the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This should have been the Super Bowl, right? The Jags actually should have won that game against the Patriots. This actually should have been the Super Bowl, and now look what it is.
It's the pooper bowl.
It's
yeah.
A, Yeah, it's a bowl. I did read a stat that Bortles is unbelievable in London, that he's got great stats in London, and this is probably the game that he actually does good things and positive, and he probably wins. But, if you're going to – I still take Carson. This is the case where you feel like you got to take Carson Wentz over.
I agree with you.
Over Bortles. So at the end of the day, I'll take Carson Wentz.
Do you know that Blake Bortles, since he got in the league and became a starter, leads the league in interceptions and is second in the league in fumbles lost? He is a turnover machine.
Well, that's only because Nathan Peterman hasn't started in
that's right.
Yet.
You're right. Yeah. Cleveland is at Pittsburgh, and this is a large number for a divisional game for a team that's playing pretty well. Cleveland goes to overtime a lot. They play pretty well. Cleveland's getting 8.5 at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this feels like a line that's they're begging you to take Cleveland. And the last I looked, I think this line's been growing. I think it opened at 7.
That's correct. Opened at 7.
And it's been growing. And part of it, I think, is if statistically, Cleveland should be, on one hand, we've been joking how Cleveland could be, 5-1, 6-1.
6-1,
like that.
Yeah.
But statistically, let's just say you are what your record says you are. So they don't move the ball very well. Every time you think Baker Mayfield's going to make a play, he doesn't make a play. I really wanted to take Cleveland here, but I think Pittsburgh's off a bye, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. And remember, these teams played earlier in the year. Pittsburgh had 5 turnovers to Cleveland's none, and it was a tie.
And still a tie. Still a tie.
There's a lot of indication. There's a lot of things that indicate the score could be double digits. So I'm going with the Steelers at home in this one.
The New York Jets are at Chicago. The Jets disappointing last week. The Jets are getting 7. That's a pretty big number as well at Chicago. Chicago played very well against New England. Trubisky looked good. The interceptions late were great defensive plays. They were not the typical Jay Cutler interception throwing to somebody on the other team who's all alone.
I have to say, Tony, what game did you guys watch? I don't know.
I totally agree with you, Chuck. I did not think. I mean, you're right about the interceptions.
Yes,
but Trubisky was missing wide open dudes all game. I thought.
Yes,
I thought he ran well. I
totally agree with you.
Yeah, really throwing Tone under the bus there, Gary.
Look, they wouldn't have gotten 31 points without him.
Truth to power.
But it does feel like he.
You wouldn't know anything about
it. He was like in the fourth quarter. He just kept messing up drives. Anyway, this is a big line. I'll admit to struggling with it. I'm really tempted to take the Jets. I'm going to take on the Jets and the points here, only because I just don't think Chicago. I'm doing something I shouldn't do. Don't take an underdog you don't think you can actually win the game. But that 7-point line feels like a lot.
Okay.
For the Bears. So
here's one that
I think I just gave the poo-poo.
Well,
I think I just gave a poo thrower an easy win there, but that's all right. And it regular one.
Poo thrower.
I'm surprised at this line. I am. Baltimore -2 at Carolina. Carolina looked great in the fourth quarter, not for most of the game, but in the fourth quarter against Philadelphia, Carolina looked great. I think Baltimore's a pretty good team. I'm surprised that Baltimore is the favorite in this game. Who do you like in this game?
Yeah, I'm with you, but I guess how do you look at Carolina's, Carolina's record does feel deceptive, right? Every one of their games, they easily, that record could easily be flipped.
Yes.
The way, in Baltimore, they should have won that game last week.
Yes.
they could have won that game. I hate Carolina. I hate betting on Carolina. I think I've said that before. You never can bet on Cam Newton. I mean, I made a mistake last week. I actually had real American dollars. And sure enough, Cam Newton screws me. And the other one, right? Like, if you bet against them or on them. But give me the Ravens here. They're the better team.
Okay. Green Bay, in Aaron Rodgers' time at Green Bay, it's hard to believe they've ever gotten 9. They're getting 9 at the Los Angeles Rams. The Los Angeles Rams appear to be, through 7 games, the best team in the NFL. 9's a lot against Aaron Rodgers. It just seems like a lot. Where are you going on this one?
It's a lot. By the way, it's after a bye. It's supposedly a healthier Aaron Rodgers. right? He's had 2 weeks of this. Should be the healthiest he is all year.
And he has looked better, Chuck. Like, he has moved after those first couple weeks. He's been moving better even before.
Rams are much better than the Packers.
Can you name a second receiver?
Cannot.
Even fantasy owners can't name a second receiver in the Packers right now.
Cannot.
And that would here. I'm taking Green Bay out of loyalty because I'm not going to get caught picking against Aaron Rodgers getting 9 points. But I fear that the Rams will cover this and could embarrass the Packers. I worry this is one of those that this will be the Packers are worse than we thought.
And I believe
this is your last three games. You've hated your picks.
Isn't that why you? I mean,
you've hated your own picks in the last three games.
I'm a self-loathing Jewish gambler.
I believe, by the way, Tone, that this is the largest spread against Aaron Rodgers in his career, which is remarkable.
I thought I said that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Were you listening?
Yeah, you did. So
Tone, I just want to make a note here.
Reset the board.
This is the largest.
I thought so I said
I'm like Marco Rubio in a debate.
All right. All right, here's the best game on the board. This could be a really good game.
Drink the water, will you?
Yeah. This is a really good game. New Orleans at Minnesota. New Orleans +1 at Minnesota, which is reasonable to me. New Orleans, though it has a better record, Minnesota's at home, and Minnesota's a very good team. This is a good game.
Yeah.
This is essentially a pick 'em game. Who you got?
By the way, this is a great week of games. Like on paper,
yeah.
I mean, even the London game should be, should be a good game. I love the Saints here. This is a money line bet play for me. As long as the Saints still keep getting points, for what it's worth, for you real gambling addicts out there. Because I don't know if I agree with your last sentence there, Tony. I don't know if Minnesota's a good team yet.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I think they've to me been underperforming all year from what we thought they would be. Their running game seems to be suspect. It just hasn't been the same. So I like the Saints here, and I think they're going to be motivated, don't you? Isn't this a revenge game of sorts? Isn't this a
from last year?
Yes,
from last year.
Yeah,
very much.
You know,
yes.
I that's got to be fresh. That's got to matter a little bit.
It's the worst play I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's the single worst play by a DB.
The one play you can't let happen.
It's the worst play I've ever seen. That's 5 out of 6 road teams for Chuck so far. And now he has the Washington Redskins, a road favorite. This has got to be the first time in a while that they are a road favorite at the New York Giants, who are awful. They are awful. Even with Odell Beckham Jr. and Saquon Barkley, they are awful. Washington -1. Who you
got?
They
traded Eli this week.
Eli Apple.
Can I get a prop on the likelihood that Eli finishes this game?
Oh, you think they'll bench him?
Yeah. But I think they bench him this game.
The guys behind him are
terrible.
Yeah.
I just read who the backup quarterback is because it is. I'm in New York this
morning. Fourth rounder or something?
Yeah. So the New York Post is already talking about it, like Kent something or other. That's the only problem here. If we had heard of the backup quarterback, he probably would already be starting.
Yes.
But this is a play for me against the Giants less than it is a bet on the Redskins on the road. But this is, I think the Giants are, this feels like a team that's about to collapse just morale-wise. So give me the Redskins.
And not only that, Odell Beckham Jr. will pick the exact right moment to talk about himself and why he's unhappy.
Screaming on the sideline, throwing his helmet.
I hope he does it at halftime. Don't you know, wouldn't it be great if he did it at halftime? Don't wait till after the game. Don't do it then.
Yeah.
Do it at halftime. Really stir the pot. Really call more attention to yourself. Go and do the halftime interview.
This is very good. You pick 6 road teams. You know that. 6.
I do, but I feel
Philly's
like last week I went against too many teams that I knew were the better teams, but the spread sort of enticed me. This week I said, I'm just going to take the better team.
Well, you don't think the Jets are better than Chicago, and you don't think Green Bay's better than the Rams.
No, I know. Well, those are the two. I know.
You don't.
On a third of them, he didn't follow that.
Because I'm paying attention.
All right. I guess I deserve that one from Saliza.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, guys.
Chuck Todd, boys and girls. We've even stopped asking who's going to be on Meet the Press.
It doesn't matter.
Does he have an affiliation with
that
show?
It actually doesn't matter at this point. If we just gave you Chuck Todd, that would be more than enough. But we give you the monkey.
See the monkey, he's scratching, watching his iPad, smoking and laughing, hanging with Bud Grant, tap, tap, tapping on his purple attaché. Nigel's going to the zoo,
zoo, zoo.
Reginald's got the vikes by two. Sometimes he throws poo, poo, poo. And he's had too much Johnny Walker Blue.
Oh, and, so good.
And?
So I went down to the National Zoo just yesterday, and Reginald was not there. So I called him up on my phone, and we FaceTime. Turns out he's down in South Carolina at his mansion down there.
Did he win?
He bought a winning ticket for Mega Millions. He assured me his first thing he will do once he gets the money, he is purchasing Teddy Roosevelt Island, and he's going to build an amazing complex out there with a giant jungle gym.
Fantastic.
So he's very excited about that. Yes.
Yeah.
But he did take some time from that planning to go over some of these games with me. The first game we gave him was the Jets at Chicago. Chicago giving seven, and as Chuck Todd feared, Reginald pulled out a photo of him playing polo with Mike Ditka, Tony Kukoc, and yes, Michael Wilbon.
I like Chicago in this game. I don't.
So does Reginald.
I don't trust Darnold. I don't. Not yet. Yeah. I don't. I like Chicago in this game.
Well, you and Reginald have
one
mind
Kukoc
on that.
Tony Kukoc loves American football.
Oh, he does.
Everyone knows that.
And loves polo.
He does.
Loves polo. Yes. So the next game we gave him was New Orleans getting one at Minnesota. I think we know where this one's going. This is an exciting video of him skydiving with Bud Grant, Anthony Carter, and Keith Millard. They were doing a tandem thing. It was just miraculous.
Did Bud Grant have a shirt on?
No, shirtless, completely shirtless, yes. And
that's
not
how
even,
he does it.
Not even a parachute. Doesn't need it. So he will take the Vikings there and give the one. And, of course, the last game we gave him was Washington giving one at the Giants. And Reginald showed me, this is like, appeared to be a newspaper photo of him at a party at Studio 54 with Billy Martin, Whitey Ford, and Frank Sinatra was there.
Okay, I have to, and that's Reginald's pick, and that's fine. I'm not going to argue with Reginald because he's a monkey. I'm gonna say this. If the Washington Redskins lose this game, the Washington Redskins are set up now to basically win 11 games this year. There is nothing on the rest of their schedule that is hard, with the exception of if Philadelphia comes back and resembles Philadelphia.
Right.
Those two games are hard. Nothing else is hard on their schedule. If they lose to the pathetic New York Football Giants this year, nobody in the city, I don't want to hear anything about them anymore. This is the... They cannot lose this game and have any credibility whatsoever.
The
Am
Giants
I right on this?
No,
you're,
it's a
you're
fire
right about
sale.
That. You're right about that.
The Giants have traded two starters.
Yes, they're getting rid of people.
But you're foolish if you think they aren't bad enough to lose to the Giants, because they are.
I'm not. If they lose this game, I just don't want to hear it anymore.
I would agree with you.
They're set up to win 11 or 12
if
games.
If they win it, hold on, because... people start talking B-word.
Well, that's crazy. I mean, they're not that
good. Super
Bowl
doesn't start with a B-word.
Bandwagon.
Oh.
We'll get out of here. we will have news when we return.
That's
I'm
right.
Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Let me talk to you about Lowe's, my new go-to destination for craftsman products. They have everything I personally need to help me tackle projects around my home, from mechanics tool sets to tool storage and more, both in store and online. And for me, they have a special phone where I can call somebody to do these
that's
things.
That's lovely.
One of the cool and different things you'll find in the Lowe's craftsman lineup are the mechanic tool sets in gunmetal finish, and that is corrosion resistant. Gunmetal chrome is corrosion resistant. The tools are more durable, they're more long-lasting. If you're a stickler about cleaning your tools, it makes them easier to clean. They have this in a 51-piece and an 81-piece set in the gunmetal chrome finish. The set comes with the new industry-leading Craftsman 120-tooth ratchet, which offers extreme accessibility. And when they say extreme, they capitalize extreme.
Extreme.
So if one of your projects happens to be in a really tight space to get to, or you might have to bend, which I also don't do, then you can definitely need to check out the 120-tooth ratchet. It has a 3-degree arc swing. You can, with a 3-degree arc swing, loosen or tighten bolts with less movement in hard-to-reach spots. And by hard-to-reach, I mean for the person I hired to do this.
Having trouble reaching that, pal?
With its slim head and three... And I always say, can I get you some water or anything?
Yeah.
With its slim head and 3-degree arc swing, you can get into narrow spaces with ease. You can quickly tighten or loosen any fastener. Lowe's and Craftsman are both deeply rooted in heritage and quality. Like their customers, these two brands have a shared passion for hands-on doing. Lowe's and Craftsman make it easy to tackle any auto or do-it-yourself project on your list. And Michael is good. Michael can do these things. You have a certain mechanical skill that I lack. That's very good.
Correct.
You can do this. We ought to get you this 120 tooth ratchet.
I'm actually looking at a Craftsman workbench so I can do golf repair at home.
Oh, look at that. Nice.
See how great that would be? If they cared about me, they would send my kid that. Shop the new home of Craftsman today at Lowe's.com/Tony. That's Lowe's.com/Tony.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
David Gungor sends this in. What is the name of this song?
Oh, Dreamer.
And he writes, recently our band The Brilliance had one of our songs, See the Love, played on your show and had a great response.
Great song.
So many times after shows, I get La Cheesery now. In fact, we were recently contacted for an ad sync for a commercial to be aired during the World Series for a campaign, Littles Taking Care of Littles. We were told it made it to the final two songs for possible music for the ad. If we would have gotten the sync, I planned to mail you a check so you could have a good meal at the Palm and make you an official godfather of the band. We didn't get it, so no check in the mail. But we're very grateful to you for sharing our music. They recently partnered with World Relief in an initiative to raise awareness for the DACA Dreamers, which led to the first album in a series of what we're calling suites, a set of songs and pieces united by a theme. This is the Dreamer Suite. This is very lovely.
Very beautiful.
This is very lovely.
Beautiful music.
And if people like The Brilliance want to send us their music, Michael, and get it on the air, played it in its entirety at the end of the show, how do they do so?
Send us your music by emailing it to jingles@tonykornheiserhow.com.
And
we are selling something. I had a great call with Rob Kolpian yesterday, and thanks to his hard work, everything on the shop.tonykornheiserhow.com site will now be 10% off.
Whoa!
Through the holiday season, through Black Friday at least.
10% off. Now, you might not think that's a lot, 10% off, but it's 10% better than the other day.
10% is 10%, right?
It is. Better than
9%. So go check out the Bistro coffee mug. Bring that into the office. Get the official wine stopper, the vacuum-sealed wine stopper for the house.
For the wine tire.
Yeah. I'm going to purchase a winter hat with pom-pom.
That's very good.
Because unlike Gene, I am a pom-pom guy. Just leave your comments to yourselves.
Go ahead, Nigel.
By the way, I want to point out the female voice on this is somebody sitting with them by the name of Diana Gamaros, and she is unbelievably talented.
Beautiful song.
Yes.
Beautiful voice.
Love the Brilliance. Mr. Tony, we'll start off, as we like to do this time of year, with the association. How about those Wizards go out on the West Coast, get a big win over Portland? How do they follow up that? Well, they got a little drubbing last night, 144-122, the final against Golden State. That fella Steph Curry did all right, 51 points, and I think he had 11 three-pointers?
In three quarters of play.
In three quarters
Do you want to give that statistic of the people who have had 11?
So I read that it was the seventh time someone has had 11 threes in the NBA in an NBA game. Steph Curry's sixth time. I don't know who
he was throwing them in from beyond 30 feet.
Doing
I
that
saw
thing
the highlights.
Where he just pulls up.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter who's guarding him.
Well, no
but
one was.
He had 18 straight Warriors points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And for those of you like John Wall who maintain that John Wall and Bradley Beal are better than Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, there is a word for you. It's foolish. You're foolish. They're not better. They're not close to being as good. And as Gary points out, like Tua, Steph Curry didn't even play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, right.
He had 51 to 3. The Warriors scored 144 points.
46 in the first. 46 points.
So a lot of defense being played, obviously, by the Wizards. And if you think, if you're crazy enough to think that Dwight Howard changes that, there is a word for you. It is the same word. It is foolish.
D12, baby.
Yeah, you can't. So anyway.
How has he impacted
All Wizards suffering from gluteal soreness this morning.
Yes.
After that outing.
He's wearing the sunglasses again.
Well, I have to.
Well, there's sun.
There's a reflection on that.
I can't take it.
Well,
it's understandable.
It's too much.
It's okay.
As I try and see my computer screen here, some other scores that are of note around the NBA last night. LeBron James gets his first win. The Lakers win over the Suns.
They had 131.
Right.
Yeah. The scoring, bet the over.
The scoring in the NBA is way up. Yeah. Wilbon, this causes a tremendous dilemma for Wilbon. Wilbon wants to say that the NFL stinks because the scoring is up.
There's no defense, Tom.
Defense isn't allowed in the NFL. Even though the NFL's happy scoring is up, because ratings are up. Concomitant, is that the right word? Concomitant with scoring, ratings are up. Wilbon is saying now that he doesn't like the scoring in the NBA, but of course he does. He likes everything about the NBA. It's a sort of passive way of criticizing the NBA. But the scoring is good on all sports.
Yeah.
Lots of scoring, good for sports.
Yes. LeBron's former team.
By the way, you know why the scoring is up? It's really not about defense.
I do.
They're hunting shots. They're hunting very specific three-point shots.
Well,
analytics makes those.
They've also changed the shot clock rule. The shot clock does not fully reset on an offensive rebound.
Which it sets
you
14.
So more shots equals more points.
People want layups and three-point shots. Nobody wants a 16-foot jump shot anymore. It's a useless shot.
The Cavaliers, by the way, LeBron's former team, dropped to 0-4.
I'm loving this because of my prediction.
Yeah, Ty Lue.
And what was your prediction?
My prediction, I've made two predictions this year that are written on the board at
put it on the board!
At
yes.
PTI. One, which I was very loudly wrong about, I appear to be loudly wrong.
It's the best way to be wrong.
Is that the Lakers would win 50 games this year, and I just felt that LeBron was worth 50 wherever he went. But my second one was the Cavaliers would win 25 or fewer and fire the coach by the end of the year. Right. Yeah. I am looking
25
better
or fewer is a lock. And I would say this before
everybody
you
laughed at me.
Before you throw Wilson's away terrible. Your 50, remember when he started at the Heat, I want to say LeBron, they were like 8-9 or something through 17 and ended up close to
Within 3 or 4 weeks, LeBron will have 4 or 5 guys sent away from that team bring 4 or 5 new guys in.
Deport them with Trinan.
That's his move. That's his
move. I don't know if Nigel was getting at this, but did you see the Bucks are now 4-0 and Giannis 32-18-10 last night?
He's good.
Is that
he's
good?
24.
He and Anthony Davis
are
really
good.
God. I did watch about 5 minutes of Trae Young and Luka Doncic. Mm-hmm. Trae Young missed a lot of shots.
Doncic looked great.
My boy Herder.
But Atlanta won the game. Yep. But he does look good. Doncic looks great.
He looks
good. What else?
A jury yesterday convicted the three defendants accused of the pay-for-play schemes to influence the high-profile basketball recruits to various colleges, including Kansas, Louisville, and NC State.
I'm so glad we have a lawyer here today.
Yes.
I'm so glad because this is – I cannot – understand this. Look, first of all, I thought that what these people were doing, and I believe you when you're a shoe company, every single person you hire to break the rules of the NCAA. Not the laws, because I don't think the NCAA has laws. They have rules. They're not the police. They're not the government. They have rules, not laws. So you hire these people to break their rules. Everybody understands that, to pay kids. What this purports to prove is that the schools were somehow defrauded because the schools would never have offered scholarships to these people if they knew they were being paid. And that may be true that they wouldn't because they'd be afraid of breaking their rules. But they would have certainly offered them scholarships if they could have gotten them. Could Bill take just, I know I don't want to tax you here, but this, what laws are broken here?
So you're not taxing me. I come with my own bias here because I did the O'Bannon case against
yes,
the NCAA.
Yes.
So the theory of the case is what you're describing. Your previous court reporting is showing. the theory is that that this is a fraud case. And the colleges were defrauded when they offered the scholarships to these people because the NCAA rules were being broken and hidden. So if you accept that the NCAA rules are some legal things as opposed to the creation of an illegal cartel.
they're not legal things.
Right. So it depends what angle you come from. It elevates them to criminal law status.
It also appears to absolve head coaches. That's insane.
Right. It's now a world where billions of dollars are made for the programs, millions of dollars are paid to the coaches, nothing is shared with the students, and if something is shared with the students, it's a crime.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Okay. By the way, this comes under the heading of sort of fake laws. This is craziness. This is absolute craziness. I'm fine with trying to clean up the corruption, but you know you're going to send these people to jail for breaking rules and not laws.
Yes.
Yeah, they're probably bums. You know, I'm not making the case for their morality because they take the job to do this, but they shouldn't be in jail.
They face 2 to 4 years.
They shouldn't
in federal
be in
prison.
Jail.
Two
Sorry, to four they years. Shouldn't be in jail.
Another case that's related to this. There's a bloke by the name of Darius, and if I mispronounce it, Basley or Baisley, who was a highly touted basketball prospect. In fact, he was ranked number 13 in 2018 by ESPN. He decommitted from Syracuse in March and then said at that point, I'm going to play in the NBA's G League. And this week, he changed his mind again, and he has landed a 3-month internship with New Balance for $1 million.
That's better than working here at Chatter on the podcast.
It's a lot of price.
Syracuse would engage in that kind of
$1 million. That's fine.
Yeah. So, but now,
you know what?
Now there's people who are throwing their hands up and saying the sky is falling this is the beginning of the end.
Let me go back to the villain in this piece, and Isaacson can feel free to tell me I'm wrong. The villain in this piece is Adam Silver with this stupid one and done rule, which should be, it's illegal. It's restraint of trade. If you want to go out and earn a living, how can they prevent you from doing this? And now to show you how stupid the one-and-done rule is, they're sanctioning this exact thing so that people can give all these high school prospects all the money they want to give them while the NBA waits to change the one-and-done rule to 3 years hence. Change the rule now.
Right.
Am I wrong on this one, Bill?
You're correct.
Thank you so much.
No.
And by the way, I'm the only person who says this on ESPN that the villain is Adam Silver, because everybody else thinks that everything Adam Silver does is great, and much of what he does is probably very, very good. But this is ridiculous. The one and done rule fosters all of these things. The dopey rule.
Not a great week.
I think I'm right.
Believe you're right.
I think yeah. Yeah.
Not a great week.
Pay us to agree with you. What do you think we're going to say? Yeah.
Not a great week for Denver's backup quarterback, Chad Kelly. Mm. He was arrested early Tuesday morning.
Former backup.
Yes, well, yeah, that's the situation now. He's arrested on early Tuesday on first-degree criminal trespassing after a couple reported he came into the house uninvited. Mm. He was arrested and then had to take a visit to the Broncos complex.
I believe mumbling incoherently, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, mumbling incoherently on the couch.
Which is the best kind of mumbling.
Before getting whacked in the head with a vacuum cleaner.
Well, that'll happen.
Yeah.
Jim Kelly's about 1 a.m. nephew?
Nephew.
Nephew.
He has apparently been kicked out of every school he went to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now he's being kicked out of the pros.
He was
Clemson and then Mississippi. So,
he went to that school they made the documentary about, Last Chance U or whatever. I believe he was there too. Like he's one of these he's
clear,
washed out everywhere.
He needs counseling. He needs psychiatric help.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes. But he will not be in the league anymore.
No, league. No.
Just one more story, Mr. Tony. Well, I know you're a big fan of the Exceller, traveling on the train.
I do. I like the train very much.
How would you like to take that experience with you everywhere you go? They're refurbishing all the seats on the Excellers.
Didn't we talk about this?
We did. We didn't do this on the air.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So they're taking all the leather off the seats. They're refurbishing it. This company called People for Urban Progress are turning the leather seat covers from 20 Acela trains into 2,500 bags. That's right. It's going to be suitcases, backpacks, totes, toiletry bags.
It's
the Amtrak collection for $75 to $385 a piece.
Wait.
Amtrak Nikki. Can probably get us these things, and we would bypass having to pay for them.
Right.
But this is leather being used to. And a lot of different people have rested their oily heads and disgusting bodies on this leather, and I don't really know that I want it.
Farts built in.
I don't know that I really want it.
Yes.
I'm just saying that.
Disgusting.
So there you go.
All right. Good. All right. We will. We have old guy when we return, allegedly with Carville. How's his phone? Carville's phone last time was horrific.
Yes, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
If anyone still has a flip phone, I like Carville's chances of being that guy.
I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Old Guy Radio today is Paul Simon. It's still crazy after all these years. There was a great headline in the Washington Post on a wonderful story by Lynn Darling 35 years ago about G. Gordon Liddy. The headline was Still Liddy After All These Years, which I loved. Paul Simon is a genius. Man, that's really all you have to say. Why are we playing this today? Is it his birthday?
The album was released on this day in 1975. And as they talk about the old lover that he references in the lyrics, has been variously interpreted to be either Simon's ex-wife Peggy Harper, his girlfriend from the 60s, Kathy Chitty, or even Art Garfunkel. That's sort of the big debate about
Bob Dylan. Dylan said it was not him.
Right, though, Dylan said, I'm not yes. him or the jester.
Paul Simon's a genius, right?
Yeah. Yes. Genius is a guy like Norman Einstein.
we don't have to go any further.
Right.
He's Paul Simon.
Yes.
All right, James Carville joins us now, and we have two hopes. One is that his phone is better, and two is that he has climbed down off this ledge accusing the SEC of horrific bias towards Alabama in a game that Alabama wasn't even in. And we will let James explain that. He was 2-1 last week. He's 7-7-1 overall. He had Purdue. He had Purdue over Ohio State. Not over, but he certainly took the spread and was good. Do you want to address the SEC and the Alabama prejudice?
No, I'd be glad to.
Okay, go ahead.
It's very simple. That we're going to play Alabama. Our best football player is going to have to sit out a half for no reason at all that anybody can figure out. The SEC has the power to overturn it. It's an outrage. It's been an outrage forever. You ask yourself, why does LSU play Florida every year? Why does Alabama play Tennessee every year when Tennessee has beaten Florida exactly one time since 2005? I mean, it's obvious to everybody that this is an outrage.
And to just to reset people, this, excuse me, James, just to reset it for people who might not know what you're talking
this
about.
This is an LSU
linebacker, Devin White for LSU, was ejected for targeting in the Mississippi State game.
A bad call.
In the second half of Mississippi State game. I mean, I don't know that anyone's defended the call. James might know, but I mean, an indefensible call. He did not target. It was a clean hit. And as a result.
It was not targeting. Right,
right, it was not. But he was called for it, and as a result, will be suspended for the second half, for the first half of the next game, as the rule
which
states.
Is Alabama, and you need right. all your best players because Alabama's yes. really good,
pretty yes. good.
They're extremely good, and so it's probably the best football game of the year so far. It's certainly the most anticipated, and we're not going to have the best player for him because they in their highest. Well, we can't do anything. Of course, he can do something. He can't do anything.
You're the commissioner. You can do what you want.
Game. Do what you want.
You're the commissioner. That's what
I mean. It's a ridiculous call, and all this stuff. Alabama kid in the Missouri game is slugging a kid, slugging him multiple times. Don't eject him from the game. And then, of course, St. Nick says, "Well, he'll sit out a half against Tennessee. He'll die sit out a half against Mike."
All right. Who do you want? Who are you picking this week?
Oh, I'm picking. All right. Let's go first. Did I see the New England traveling to Buffalo?
New England Buffalo NFL, you mean?
Yeah, that's right. It's at Buffalo.
Monday night game. Pats look to be a 14-point favorite.
And so what's the rule is if you're at home and you get 10 points.
You've always told us to take them.
And when you get 14, you take it. And you say, well, that's New England. Buffalo is terrible. Well, if Buffalo was any good, they wouldn't be a 14-pointed dog at home, would they?
No.
But that's a lot of points to get on the road. There's a rule. And more often than not, you win when you do this. And we got 14, so we're going to take them.
Okay, you're going to take the Buffalo Bills, quarterbacked by Derek Anderson.
What do you mean, Derek Anderson? He, that guy's like Mahoney's or something. You kidding me? I want to take the Dodgers in game three. Okay? Walker Buehler's a hell of a pitcher.
Is there a line on game three?
Yes, there is. Dodgers, you're laying 150 to win 100.
Okay, we'll just take the Dodgers. Okay.
Taking the Dodgers against the Red Sox in game three.
And then, Mississippi State hosts Texas A&M. I saw him stay at minus two.
Mississippi State, Texas A&M?
Yes, sir.
What's the line, Gary?
Texas A&M, yeah, it looks like 2, 1.5. Take your pick. Depends on the side you want.
Yeah, well, because I'm going to take the dogs, so I'm going to take Texas A&M. It's going to be a good game.
Wait, you're going to take the Bulldogs when you went against them last week with LSU?
No, I'm taking A&M.
Oh, A&M, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mississippi State, they played us with me. The quarterback just can't throw a pass. The guy can run and have a real tough defense. A&M is, you know, really good. They're well coached. They're off. They're in a good spot.
Okay, so you've got a pro game, a college game, and a baseball game.
Love it.
Diversity, man.
Diversity is
a lot
good.
Of good college soccer on the site.
Is there anything else?
He's also got a Friday, Saturday, and a Monday.
Do you have a lacrosse game? Is there anything else you want?
I guess we have a hockey game.
You need to get a new phone. Your phone is so terrible.
I don't know. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, you're good now.
All right. All right, guys. We're going to get them Purdue all the way.
Thank you, James.
Can I posit a theory on his phone?
It's getting worse.
It's not his phone.
He's not speaking into the phone.
He doesn't talk into the phone. Yeah. When he speaks into the phone,
you need to tell him to talk into the phone.
I would actually tell him not to change a thing. I think it's awesome.
He's taking Derek Anderson, backed up by the Peter Man, against
Peter,
New England,
man.
This is
why gamblers love your show. Now, between James and Chuck and Reginald, you've got Friday action in the baseball. You've got Saturday action with A&M, and you've got Sunday action.
So he's going
and
against
Monday action.
He's going against Mississippi State 2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
All right, he took LSU, and he won that
Fading
game.
Fading Mississippi State.
Now he's taking Texas A&M plus two. Right?
Correct.
Yep.
He's taking the Dodgers. What? How does that work?
So
Is that a straight-up bet?
It's a money line, right. So you have to lay 150 to win 100.
One and a half
the
to
Dodgers.
One.
All right. What can we get to? Well, Chris is here. Do you want to talk about these bombs?
I mean,
are they actual bombs?
Yes. Well, I should say I believe all the reports.
None have been detonated.
Seen it, or I'm a bomb expert. But no, none have detonated, although...
Actually, they have detonated.
That's right, Gary. Yes. Some have been detonated in a
controlled environment.
Correct. Right. None have detonated in the wild.
This is the one thing that I wanted to say. And this is not a question. Everybody feels exactly the same. This is terrible. This is an act of terrorism, both personal and collective. It's political. It's terrible on every single level. Okay.
Yes.
Maybe I'm wrong. I am surprised. I thought they'd have somebody by now. I think we're that good. I think we're that good.
I said last night
to my wife, there'll be somebody named and corralled by the morning. And when I woke up this morning, that had not
and there were two
been announced.
More, which
and
is
there were
the
more.
De Niro,
one to Robert De
Niro,
restaurant
one to in Biden. New York, and one to Biden. So that's
right.
Nine.
It
is
seems
that right,
clear
Nigel?
That the same person is doing this.
And they believe they're all
the packaging
linked.
Is yes, nearly similar. Identical.
And they find people with you know, from a posted stamp. You know, they lick. They're like, oh yeah, it's that guy.
Now I'm quite certain. I shouldn't. Well, I do feel this way that they're closing in. I think we're that good. Would you not be surprised if they didn't have somebody totally in mind and going after person or persons?
I mean, just based on, I know nothing, but yes, based on past track record, yes. I will say just very briefly, and then I won't understand anything else. I do think Donald Trump, we don't know who did this, as you point out. We don't know why they did this. What we do know is that everyone who has been targeted thus far, organizations and people, are people that Donald Trump and conservative followers of his have targeted for criticism in the past. His tweet this morning essentially saying, you know, it's the media's fault for this, I think is wrong.
But he did say at a rally last night, this is terrible and they will be brought
to
justice.
He said they had an opioid, he was signing an opioid bill yesterday afternoon, and he did say something similar then as well.
Good. Yep. So good for him.
Yep.
I wanted to use the remaining portion of my time here to talk about the iPhone that I have and how much I hate it and how much I hate all Apple products, and I even hate Eli Apple. I hate this phone beyond anything
still
you can
no
imagine.
Email.
No email for a week now, and everybody who talked to me about this said the same thing first off. Did you update it? I said, well, they told me to update
never
it, so
remind
I pressed
me later.
The button. And they all say, never, ever update it. Yeah. Never update your phone. Where that puts us as a culture is this. A company which you trust because they have innovative technology and bring things into your life right in your hand, you are saying cannot be trusted with making your product, their own products, better. Cannot be trusted. I've whoever has emailed me in the last week, I have not seen it, and I'm never going to see it. I don't even know what my passcode is. I don't know what my secret code is. I gave a guy yesterday at PTI, one of the tech guys, three different possibilities, and he said none of them worked. He said, I can't help you. He's a pro. I can't help you. I'm not going to their store. I'm not going to their store. I hate their products. I hate the phone. When I press and it says I have phone calls and I press the stupid thing that's supposed to give me the phone calls, I get a blank screen all the time. I never get anything. I have more emojis than I can count. I have more emojis than I want. I don't want any. I want there
what
to
emoji
be
describes you right now?
Angry emoji.
The one with the smoke coming out of
it.
That's a good one.
Shrugging the hair. The devil.
I want the option for no emojis. Mm-hmm. I want the option for just let me see my email. And every day I get 50 or 60 email from the following people: some gold company, Southern New Hampshire State University,
weight loss,
oxygen tanks,
keto,
because I'm old. Keto for your hair, various weight loss things, and stupid credit cards that I don't want.
No Nigerian princes?
I don't want any of these things. I don't want any of these things. I just want the phone to work, and it doesn't work because I updated it, because I actually had faith that the company would improve the phone, which they were going to do for free out of the goodness of their hearts, I thought. And my phone is ruined. And I want to take said phone. I want to throw it through a brick wall, which I can't do. I probably can't even hit the brick wall.
Yeah. I'd watch that, to be honest.
We're surrounded by brick walls.
I hate Apple. I hate the iPhone. I hate it. Am I wrong? I think I'm wrong.
No, I mean, you're describing how you feel. I wouldn't say you were wrong.
It's not a company, so...
doesn't have a future.
I don't...
Yeah, you know,
it's frustrating because when they send these updates, they appear to think that they're going to be a good idea. Sometimes it screws your phone up. Sometimes it just changes stuff to the way you're like, I don't like the way they've changed it.
Are you running like an iPhone 4S or something?
For more context, he's using my old iPhone, which I think had viruses when I gave it to him.
Can I make a recommendation, given your wealth status?
Yeah, get a new phone.
Yeah, just go buy a Samsung. Gary likes his. You know, just go. You could literally just buy.
You don't even want him in the Apple 10 anymore.
Well, hold on. What, the Samsung phone's the one blowing up?
Yeah, not anymore. Yes. Not anymore.
They were like vaping.
Not until they do
again.
They sent an update to address
that. At least
that
it works.
Yeah. I can make a phone call.
You texted me. Your text
works. I can text.
You know what?
You still call me every day.
I've been sending you nasty emails three times a day, so that you can't see them.
The emails will be backed up. There'll be 200 of them, and they'll
have
be
you
the
tried
same.
A computer?
No, I don't.
I mean,
know.
It's not gonna.
There's a company that I think you would like the phones that they make.
Jitterbug.
No, not jitterbugs.
Cricket.
You familiar with Smuckers, the jelly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they give you jelly and they give you a phone.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Nice.
The phone is in a jar of jelly, actually.
But if every single person says to me, you shouldn't have done
never
the update.
It's like
they bring up a larger issue where the majority of their consumers buy the product, love the product, yet still believe deep down that they purposely do these updates to slow down or mess up your phone to make you buy the new tech.
It's terrible if that's...
Which, by the way, Android phones are subject to as well.
Yeah. It's like back surgery.
I mean, any tech.
Never do it.
Right.
You know, like the smart people tell you, don't do it.
Just go to 7-Eleven and get a burner.
I'm done.
Totally.
I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done.
Track phone.
We will come back. We will have email and a jingle. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
He's going to read you some email. Maybe some faxes. Well, maybe not faxes. But he's got those. Here comes Tony's mailbag. Eat it, a lizard.
What?
Tony's mailbag. Mike is writing from Bird, Virginia. He's crushing Tony, that's no surprise. And Hampton Nigger from Dallas, Texas. So funny, he will make you cry. It's time for some emails.
No arrows, really.
Maybe a couple faxes. Wait and chatter, there's no faxes. But he's got some notes.
Pete, it's the lizard.
All right, let me thank Meet the Press host Chuck Todd, and let me thank my dear friend James Carville, who needs to be told to speak into his phone.
Yes.
Not to just hold the phone against the window.
He called in, Tone. He wants to know the line on the India cricket match this weekend.
I don't know what you're
Let me thank today's sponsors, Lowe's and Quip. And I will use that Quip, I think. Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of the Tony Kornheiser Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. If you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave us a review. From Kevin Brown in Seven Valleys, Pennsylvania. I'm going overseas tomorrow to support our troops in the Middle East for the next 6 months. I spent all day yesterday with my family, but I knew that this morning I needed to come have breakfast with my family of littles and bigs at Chatter. I can't wait for the show. Hopefully I'll still be able to listen during my trip. Can I get a preemptive duck and cover before I leave? Who's which one? Who's out there?
Where are you? Oh, it's right over here.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
Well done.
Duck and cover.
From Joe Reljack in Wexford, Pennsylvania. Me, sigh, her, can't you sleep? What time is it? What's wrong? Me, about 4:30. I think I'm developing TK syndrome. Her, that better stand for terminal something and not that podcast guy. Go to sleep. Me, since we're both awake, how about her? Go to sleep. Me, sigh. From Steve the Sycophant. I don't know how I offended you. As soon as I realized my Mega Millions ticket won the $1 billion jackpot, I sent an email to your personal address offering to split it with you as the thank you for the years of entertainment you provided, but no answer. I guess Chatter is doing much better than I thought, so I'll let you know when I'm back from the Cayman Islands. Maybe you'll accept a few hundred pounds of licorice. Keep on potting. From Michael Dean. Mike from Burke, Virginia. Here we go. Oh, your story of your colleague who won $100,000 in a lottery, $60,000 post-tax, and bought a car and took his then-girlfriend to Hawaii and was left with $7,000 is so surprising. I mean, all the best financial planners recommend putting a windfall into automobiles and luxury travel. I could name him, but I won't. Art Metechin in New York City. So now the CDC says we shouldn't dress our chickens for Halloween?
Yes.
Great. Another of life's simple pleasures ruined by meddling bureaucrats. Sad to think my kids will never know the joy I experienced every year as a kid when mom and dad would dress me, my brothers, and our chickens up in our superhero costumes and we'd go out trick-or-treating. From Adam in Alexandria, Virginia, right, left, right, left, weird S-curve, left, right, homeless man wanting change, right, right, two stop signs, 19 traffic lights, 6 miles, 18 minutes. It's a blast from the past there.
Yes, it is.
Jose Duarte in San Antonio, Texas. I may be in the market for a new phone. I haven't received a call, text, or email from my family and all two of my friends in the last 42 days. Maybe you can read my email just to make sure my messages are going through. Luke in Hamilton, New York. Hamilton, home of Colgate University.
Yes.
This is an open invitation for Saliza and anyone else to come tailgate the Georgetown Colgate football game this weekend in upstate New York. I work at Colgate's Seven Oaks Golf Course, where Michael and I have both played. I've played multiple times. And a few of the guys I work with tailgate every home Colgate football game. We would be delighted to be graced by the presence of the Chris Saliza. Tell Chris that all the Malibu he can drink will be provided. Also eat it.
Colgate tailgate, they
Are you thinking of going to that game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I did lay a significant sum on that Georgetown
on
game.
On Georgetown.
Yeah, I've got Georgetown plus 222 points.
Tone, you would fit right in because those geek Colgate tailgates, they probably like do states in alphabetical order and stuff.
Can I tell you that I've been to Colgate a number of times. Colgate, much like Cooperstown, New York, you have to want to get there.
Yeah.
It's nowhere.
By the way,
it's lovely. It's a tiny little lovely town, but you have to want to go there.
La Jolla is on a three-game win streak.
Yeah, we're on a heater.
From Chris Quimby, Midcoast iPhone repair in Belfast, Maine. Okay. Unreported regarding the Lakers Rockets saliva-fueled kerfuffle is that Rondo, a man not known for shot precision, was simply errant in his attempt to solicit the services of 23andMe by spitting in the tube provided. And despite Chris Paul being less of a provided tube than a decided rube, Rajon was able to soon discover whether he's the type of player to earn a lengthy suspension and likelihood his crew will see 50 wins. But as we know, if you want to win more, just win more. Please don't read my genetic code on the air. He repairs iPhones.
That might be helpful in your current situation.
But he's in Maine. He's in Maine, in Belfast, Maine. Couldn't he come down here within the next 2 days?
Tone, by the way, we could hop in a car right now and be in Hamilton, New York in a mere 6 hours and 5 minutes.
It's not terrible. It's a lovely little town.
No, that's not bad.
Dr. John Grantham, Herndon, Virginia, I learned from you that $450 million is life-changing unless split 800 ways. I'm not a mathematician. Oh, wait, I am. But that is about $562,000 per person. If you as a one percenter do not consider that life-changing, I invite you to write a check to me and see what it can do to change mine. I have no further comment. If you're out on your bike tight, everyone, as always, do wear white.
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Thank you.
Find your haven, liberty.
beautiful world.